Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 91 for Friday, January 29th, 2016.
It's time for most everyone's favorite audio escape. It's the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gnomez.
Hey, welcome to the show this week, everybody. Our buddy Gomez is out there in Colorado at Crested Butte, taking in the worlds, the fat bike worlds. Joining me in the studio, as usual, is Mr. J.K. Levin.
I spank you very little.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Them Surlys, they's made from fancy steel. Well, rubber, too. Plus some other stuff. No matter. They's good.
You can learn more about those bikes at surlybikes.com. All righty tidily, JK. What do we have on the show this week?
We start the show with the event of the week. We welcome Ben Pop from the Fat Bike Berkey. We talk to call-in listeners from around the Fatosphere. We make excuses for not getting the Becker bag prizes out yet. We check in with the Fanny Farm Field Report, brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And now,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
This week, it's not one, but three fantastic races that are on the Snow Crown Series in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, here to give us the skinny on these fat bike races is George Kapitz from Broken Spoke Bicycles, with shops in Green Bay and Two Rivers. So welcome, George. Thanks for calling in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your three race series you have going on up there?
Yeah, so this is the first year we put together the Snow Crown Fat Bike Series. First of the race series was Shell Track in Manitowoc. This past Saturday, this was the fifth annual race. It was a solo race starting at 10 o'clock and then followed by the team relay race. The course itself is kind of more designed, geared towards the team relay race, like a 1 mile short track. Just kind of go out, give her hell, and hand off the bike to your teammate, or have him go out or her out with their bike.
Yeah, did you have the beer shortcut this year?
You know, we cut out the beer shortcut. we changed up the course a little bit, but there was our sponsor, Hinterland Brewery, had a fresh keg of beer right at the exchange point. So, you know, the beer was still flowing in fashion, and they actually specially brewed a IPL called Fat Tracks, especially for the Snow Crown Series.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's nice to get some local beer sponsors helping out. So, yeah. So how'd the whole event go? We had some people up there.
Yeah, the event went really well. The big change this year was, I guess we got a little bit more organized this year, and it was the first time having chip timing. So we had a company come in, and it was a guinea pig for us to try it. We really want to kind of use this timing system at our main race, Fat Camp, coming February 20th. So this was a good race to try it out and kind of work out any of the bugs on the system. So we used that on the solo race, and it worked fairly well. We had some mishaps on some timing, but that's kind of expected on that. So other than that, we had the largest showing this year. We had 103 solo racers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and 27 teams, and they were mainly all 3 to 4 person teams, mainly 4 person teams. So
right,
we had a really large showing.
Well, it's always. I mean, this is the first year I missed it. It actually was my daughter's birthday on Saturday, and I was like, I really want to go up to the race, but I love you, my daughter. So I stayed down here in Milwaukee. But well, I'm glad that one went well. So that was the first one, the Shell Track. And now you've got two more races in the series. And you just give us a little heads up on when those are and kind of what the format of those races is.
Yeah, the next two are a lot alike each other as far as the format goes. As far as distance goes, we're going to have a short and long race with these two. But our next race coming up is Cold Wave, which is in Sturgeon Bay. And this is at the Snowcraft Trails. They were initially Nordic ski trails on Tom Parsons' land. And we sold him and a bunch of his friends fat bikes last year, and they just dove into this and loved fat bikes, and they started riding them on the trails, and he started grooming single track, cutting in and out of onto the ski trail. So now he's got this course where it's just amazing Nordic ski trails, but then really fun single track trail cutting through it. So very unique trail system, and also a race. So you kind of have a combination of open double track that's very fast and groomed, and then technical single track as well.
Is that a solo race, or is that a team event, or how do you have that one set up?
That one is going to be strictly a solo race.
Right on.
Yep. And each race will have three different age categories, and then overall as well. So we opened up the doors a little bit to age groups, and you know, your chances of getting on, you know, placing are a lot higher than they were in the past.
Sure. And then the final, so when is Cold Wave? What's the date of that one?
February 6th, so okay. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Right, okay. And then the final race in the series is the what is it at? It's in Green Bay, right?
Yeah, Reforestation Camp.
Right on, yep.
Yep, and that is February 20th. And that one is on the ski trails as well, so that will be all strictly double track, kind of a simulation of the Fat Bike Berkey. It'll be good preparation for anybody that's doing the Berkey. So 2 weeks beforehand, kind of will give you up and down hills and about a 7.5-mile loop.
Okay. Hey, speaking of the Fat Bike Berkey, I think I gave you the heads up yesterday. We're actually going to talk to Ben Pop in a little bit. But we got an email this morning that they had 68 entry spots left for the Fat Bike Berkey. So...
If you guys
have not got in yet, I didn't notice if that was the total for both short and long, or if that's just the long. But time is short.
If that was the short or long,
right? If you're gonna get in there, the time is now. Cool. Well,
and that's been a very cool race just the past 4 years, and seeing that really grown from you know, starting on the very front line that the first year to where it is now, and some big names coming to show up on race day there.
You're in already, right?
Yes, I'm on that already.
How many guys from the team are going to be going to the race?
I think we have about 17 or 18 signed up so far, and I know there's a couple that need to kind of procrastinating and need to get registered and signed up.
Cool. Is there anything you want us to ask Ben on your behalf?
Not particular. I did see the start is a little bit different this year. It looks like it starts in Cable.
Yeah. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that, but my understanding is a couple of things happened, and we'll talk to Ben a little bit more about it, but there's more of a rollout on what's the road called? Rice Stack or whatever the road is right out of Cable, and then... the courses are separate so that you don't have that, you know, the end of the course where all the short course riders had already been not getting as chewed up. So,
oh yeah, that will definitely be a nice addition to the race. Yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
All right, man. How's stuff going at the shop? You got fat bikes rolling out the door?
Yeah, we definitely do have some fat bikes rolling out the door, and, kind of ran into the problem of running out of the studded tires kind of mid-season. And, you know, for us, it's right now trying to track down those studded tires. You kind of get that hard, cold freeze frost, and the trails are icy and hard-packed. And that's about our struggle right now, is trying to track down those studded tires.
We've got a link in the show notes. If you have... studded tires that have pockets in them but don't have studs, like maybe you got some Dillingers and you didn't buy them studded right away, this place called bikestud.com sells the actual studs themselves real inexpensively, if you have a pocketed type tire like a Van Helga or a, or what, I don't know if Van Helga's have them, but like a Dillinger where it's got the pockets in it for studs. And they're really, check it out, they're really attractively priced. Might be a viable option. And then, of course, grip studs, you know, if you got buds and lose or something, that's another potential way to go is screw the studs in. So,
yeah, I haven't ever tried going that route, but it's funny you brought up the bike stud. I just bought
hey, that's me.
Dillinger tires from him today. He just shipped them out for me.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So. All right, George. Well, thanks for calling in, and good luck with the races. Maybe we'll catch up with you later in the year, see how they went, and hope to run into you at one of them, you know, down the road.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the call, Greg, and talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Top of the fucking hill.
Top of the hill there, hey. What do we have in the house today? Oh, we have Growing Power from last week.
Yes, yes.
Which is good, because this stuff is really good beer. Gonna be putting it on my current favorite list. I think it's USDA organic,
so I feel better about drinking.
Right? Yeah, even though it's still 7,000 calories or whatever.
Yeah, and it's with Will Allen and Growing Power collaboration.
Yep, right on.
Right here on the old Milwaukee.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here before we catch up with Ben Pop from the Fat Bike Berkey. We'll be back after these important messages.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
Hey, this is Rebecca Rush, and you are listening to Fat Bike Radio with Sven and Gomez, so... If you're too lazy to get out and go for a ride, I guess you can always listen about it on the radio.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the radio program. We've got Ben Pop on the line from the Fat Bike Berkey. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. It's getting close to the Fat Bike Berkey already, isn't it?
You know, it's amazing. We were just going through some of the details today, and as you and maybe have seen, it's almost full, 1,000 riders. We're just within 60 or 70, I believe. So we'll see in the morning how we're doing, but it's going to be getting pretty close to full here, which is, I mean, it's pretty exciting, the fact that there's going to be 1,000 fat bike riders in downtown Cable, which that's like 10 times the population of Cable.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So that'll be good. We're hoping, and it's really interesting that I think that it's a pretty significant majority in the long race. It's like 650 to 350, so 650 people in the long race versus 350 in the shorter race. So people are want to go a little bit longer, and so it should be good.
Yeah, super. You made just some, you're talking about this going out of Cable right now, which is a little different than the previous years. I know you made some course changes. Why don't you... just let folks know what to expect from the course versus prior years.
Right, yeah, there's Junior Nationals, which is a big ski event, is going to be happening at Telmark this year. And so we talked to the folks in Cable, and we're going to move the start right into downtown Cable. It's the same location as the Short and Fat is for the Schwamigan, if people are familiar with that. So we'll use the same start setup that they have. And you'll roll out of downtown Cable on Saturday and on McNaught Road. It's about 1 mile till you reach the Berkey Trail, and then we'll turn onto the Berkey Trail, and it'll be the same course as years past for the long race. They'll go out down to the halfway point, 00, and then turn around and come back on the other trail. So that then they'll come back to that same point, and then it's the ride back into Cable. And the short race is going to be using a little bit different course, so we wanted to try and reduce the amount of shared riding time, and so that wouldn't happen. And so the short course is actually going to use only the first 5 kilometers or so of the long race, and then they're going to turn off and actually do a whole separate course and end up kind of back down to Cable as well. So that the nice thing about that for the long race is last year, those that did the long races, they were coming back in the last 10K. They had hit all the course that the short riders had already ridden on, and so it was really a big difference in you know, what the course was, how well it was holding up. And so hoping this year, by putting the long course on one course and the short one on separate, they'll have consistent track throughout the whole race. So that's a little different. And they're also going to have a fat bike criterium Friday night, 45 North. Those guys, obviously, who are sponsoring the whole event are going to be there and help us set up a kind of a cool little criterium right in downtown Cable. That's where the expo and demo will be all day Friday. But then there's going to be a beginner, novice, and then an expert. And I think it's a pretty good purse. I can't remember offhand, but I want to say it's a couple hundred bucks for the winner, three or four, something like that, for the crit Friday night. And so that it's going to keep it pretty short, like 20 minutes plus a lap. And so that'll be kind of fun in downtown Cable. And see, and then on Sunday, we're going to, the vendors wanted to have another time to do a little demo and some lead rides. So Canva is going to have some ride leaders. And there's, you know, now about 50 miles of groomed single track here. So there's going to be a bunch of ride leaders, and then the bike demo guys are going to come back out at 00 on Sunday morning. So there'll be another opportunity to try some demo bikes and do some rides on both some single track, as well as there's a couple new double track wide fat bike trails that we added up by 00. So that'll be going on Sunday. So there's, you know, a few little changes for the year, so it should be fun.
Yeah, it's, you know, it sounds like even if people wait too long and don't get into the race, it's still a great weekend to be up there riding fat bikes, because there's a lot more going on than just the race event itself. You've got, you know, a really pristine area up there to do some fat biking in.
You know, I mean, that is so true, actually. There's a lot of, you know, between the demos on Friday and the whole expo, I mean, it is going to be one of the largest groupings of fat bike, you know, manufacturers, retailers in. So that in and of itself will be pretty cool. And then watching the race on Saturday and then Sunday to have the demos back out and a bunch of rides. You're going to maybe even have one down in Spooner, one out at Rock Lake, and then a bunch of 00 in the Sealy Hills. And so all with varying kinds of, you know, some single track, some double track. And then there's going to be, of course, be the big party Saturday night. And then Canva's going to be there doing a fundraiser at the Mountain Bike Association. And so it should be hopefully something forever, some live music. And so it should be a good time, celebration of the fat bike, you know.
Right on. We talked a little bit about the fact that the thing is filling up fast. Have you got any confirmed, like, big name riders coming to the event?
You know, there's going to be some good riders, as always. Of course, Will Ross will be back again, hopefully to defend the title, and Brendan Moore, Jeff Hall, many of you know, of course.
Yeah, perennial EFS guy for
champion.
Sure.
So that'll be pretty cool. I don't know about Ned, actually. Jenna Reinhart, she's going to be back. She won last year. April Morgan, and I think Amber Stoll was third last year. So I think the top three will all be back in the women's field. Diana McFadden, maybe. So I think the fields will be really strong in terms of people from the last from last year, anyways. The top five will likely be back, and so it should, you know, hopefully, if conditions continue the way they have been this winter, the snow that we've been getting has really been wet, and so it's packing really firmly, which is nice. We're getting a really good firm base, so we're hoping that the course will hold up well and can handle the number of riders, and we have a good race for everybody, and it should be good.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, thanks for calling in. I have a note here to remind you that why don't we catch up on, like, the show, the February 24th? If we, you know,
that's
catch up
awesome.
like you know, just before the event, we'll see, you know, if there's any last-minute changes. Just get some course condition reports, and you can kind of fill us in a little bit more with stuff right before the show, right before the big show.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Let's plan on it, and we'll get all the final details at that point.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Ben.
You bet. Thanks. Have a good one.
See you up there. Bye.
Let's take a short break before we jump into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And we're back.
It's time for this week's Fatty Farm Field Report.
This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series.
Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships and will be your host of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
For more information, click on the Winter Rush banner located again on the Lido deck of your show notes or visit winterrush.com. Were you being Isaac?
Yeah. Your Lido deck and I get the lean back and give the point.
Yeah.
I had to paint the word picture.
I wonder what that guy looks like now. Or if he's even still alive. A lot of that cast is gone, I think.
Ted something.
Was that what it was? All right. Well, just because I wanted to give Tupper another week of coverage and thank him again for giving us those bags for the Becker Sewing Bag Contest, I'm just going to say Jeff and Evan will be getting their bags at some point. I do have them in a box and with postage already on them. So while I'm not the fastest, I do get it done. And really, thanks, Tupper, for taking care of us on these prizes. We certainly appreciate your support. And I think all of our winners are getting a really cool 40 Below Becker down tube bag, which you can put stuff in.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's a big event this weekend.
The Pro Bowl?
No.
Patton Oswalt?
Is that even really an event, the Pro Bowl?
No, it's like Jerry Rice versus Michael Irvin coached weird teams. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
They tinkered a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's weird. But
I know that.
No, I'm really talking about the Fat Bike Worlds.
Ah, yes.
They started Wednesday night there in Crested Butte. We've got our man on the street out there, Gomez, doing his thing. And looking forward to some coverage from him. You know, this is a big deal in Crested Butte. Tons of coverage. Big name sponsors, big name riders. It's a big event. I think it's really cool that Crested Butte is doing it, and hopefully we'll learn more about it next week.
Roving reporter,
Mr. Gomez. So I don't know what else is going on. You got some new Studley tires on your bike.
Yes, a couple opportunities to go play around in what normally would be adverse conditions. A little bit of freeze and rain and sleety, but
yeah,
I haven't washed out. I knock wood. I mean, it's giving me kind of an inflated sense of security and safety. But
I think that you're gonna be very happy having studs on there. And I don't know, we replaced some sort of average, I would call the last tires you had on there, average tires.
Sure.
So how do these roll compared? These are actually Escalators, but very similar to a Dillinger that went on JK's bike. I know they roll better than the tires that were on.
Yes, definitely. I was surprised because I wasn't positive how it was going to roll. I was expecting kind of a similar, but no, it was like effortless and went tubeless. So
First time on tubeless. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I was once again going into uncharted territory, but yeah, it rolls fast. I mean, I was under the impression, maybe a misconception that, you know, okay, I'm studding in, I'm going to be dragging a little bit more. But no.
Nope.
No. I'm gliding across this wispy, sleety landscape. And yeah, then next week we're getting another snow event.
Right. We're waiting for snow. After that first big dump, we really haven't had anything, but that was so wet and heavy that it really has just been sticking around forever.
Yeah, so it's like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Right on. Snow is good.
Yeah.
So JK brought his bike in the shop today, and we slapped on a Beaver Guard mud guard on the front, or snow guard, as the case may be at this point. So JK will be giving that a little bit of a testy test out there. I've had it on my Ape now for, well, I've had, I just put one on again because Christian sent us a couple for testing, and the first one kind of met an untimely demise. I had it on my Marzocchi fork that Brad Bingham built for fat bike tires. And it was working great, but I was at, like, I think I was at an urban, we were on an urban ride, and I was just messing around, and I like popped down onto a beer can, and it wrapped around the tire, and then it stuck to the tire, and then it went up into the fork and smashed around in the mud guard and took my took my mud guard out. So So now I've got another one on. Actually, I have a Bluto on my ape right now. So I'm happy to have that protection back on the front there. It's nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, and that's also not going to be an excuse to go and play in the mud and the dirt and the slop and go, give me adverse. I want the adverse now.
Yes, give me some adverse conditions.
Yeah, whatever's on the back, I don't know. I can't see that. So it's front stuff.
What else? This week I got it. There's a Kickstarter campaign out there. I will have a link in the show notes to a kind of a face masky thing. It's made by a guy in Wisconsin, so it's kind of curious. His name is Brian. What it was all about. So he sent one, and it's like a what do they call those things?
Like
a bandana kind of, yeah. But it wraps around, but it has actually magnets in it that attach behind your back by your neck.
And magnets, bitch.
Yeah, got the magnets in there. And then it's got kind of a cool, breathable mesh thing right in the middle where your mouth is. Looking forward to giving that a try. It's really been too warm out for me to use it.
Yeah.
It's been so warm lately.
Lately.
You know, we'll hope to get the temperatures down again, but I think it's kind of cool. I like the idea of it, and I like that it's a Wisconsin guy, and he had some other successfully funded Kickstarter things. He does a thing called the Fix-It Sticks, which are a bike tool deal. So thanks, Brian. I'll be talking about that thing and getting out and riding around with it on my mug.
Well, we got a lot of fat bike links.
That we do. These links are good. We got a lot of links in here today. The Roloff fat bike build at Cycle Monkey, I think, is sweet. It's a Ventana fat bike with a Roloff. That's definitely worth checking out. They do a great job on those things.
Oh, the belt drive.
Belt drive, fat bike, Roloff hub.
Yeehaw.
And kick ass. Olav over there at the Bike Life in Swedish Lapland picked up a set of Razorback handlebars from Sean at Oddity. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I also have a set on the Longtail.
Oh, nice.
But mine are a little bit different because he custom makes them. So
sure.
Mine have a lot more bend in the back. I'll get a review on that thing up on the site because it's kick ass and it works great on the Longtail. We mentioned this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again. If you have studdable tires but don't have studs, bikestud.com. Check it out. And, you know, there's a lot of other stuff in here. Fat bike stage racing. Oh, in Fairbanks, I think that may be the first actual multi-day stage race. It's got more than one, you know, dang old. Let me check this out, man. Shit, I got.
Where the hell are we?
I'm trying to do my computer thing here, and it's there. We go. I got her now. Yeah, first winter stage race. Anyway,
well, they got the Ulra fat bike race results.
Yeah, Ulra. You know what? It was kind of interesting about that. I think in the local newspaper, and it also included the women's swimming competition results as well on the same page.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to all of the winners.
Congratulations to women and fat bike racers alike. Hey, those Kurt Gowdy trails are finally open in Wyoming this year. I know if you're up that way, Cheyenne or Laramie or whatever, it's a pretty cool place, and they're specifically made for fat bikes, and you can rent fat bikes in either Laramie or Cheyenne if you want to check it out. All these links just remind me of how much stuff is going on. We got California, we got Colorado, we got Anchorage, we got Joe Boo up in Minnesota. We've got the 45 North Ontario Fat Bike Series. We've got a race report from their first race, number one. You know, just, I mean, there's just tons, everywhere you look now, there's Central Oregon's got a big new addition of fat bike racing to a traditional cross-country ski race at the Great Nordine Cross-Country Ski Race. Just all of this stuff is like, man, it's exploding out there.
Fat bikes are fun.
Yes, they are, says you.
That's what I said.
got a couple of plus bike links this week. The Paul Burnett's one of Norco's product guys, and he has a 5-question thing on the Norco site about their new 27 plus bike. I think that's worth taking a look at. Just some of the design criteria that they wanted to meet by using that tire size. And Bruce he's still got his ongoing experiment with 29 plus to see how that works on the coast long term. So he's using it for a month. I'm wondering how much he's going to like his fat bike when he gets to try her again.
Right on.
Well, it seems like it's time to once again thank Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly bikes are sold at better bicycle retailers across the galaxy. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Join us next week when the question of the week is, what do you use to keep your hands, your beautiful little paws, warm while fat biking?
Right on. That's a good one. Yeah, pogies, gloves, stick them under your armpits and smell them like that real quick. All right, next week we invite you to pimp your event. We heard from George and Ben, both got events going on. Pimp your local event. There's so many of them out there. We'd love to hear about fat biking in your local area.
Help us help you bang the gong of Fat Bike Fawn.
You can call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a massage. And next week, I don't know if Gomez is going to be back or not. He may still be recovering from Crested Butte. So we may have a Gomez next week, and we may not.
Let's watch. Let's listen.
Until
then,
we bid you adieu.
Au revoir.
And bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.